Blog Talk Radio. We're celebrating in the house tonight. I have a very amazing guest with me tonight. We're celebrating a special occasion. He's talented. He's stylish. He's an amazing artist. He can write. He can play a mean saxophone. I'm talking about my cool and dear friend and brother in Christ, Tyson C. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio tonight, Tyson.
Wow, I'm almost speechless right now.
Well, I am so excited to have you on tonight, and I really want to, the reason I started out tonight, the show might be a little bit different tonight, but one thing that I've learned on Reaching Out Radio, yes, I represent God and the Most High, but part of my ministry is actually reaching out and acknowledging, you know, my friends and different things they're doing. We got to be willing to have open minds to different types of genres and different types of talents because God installed all those talents in people. And tonight we're celebrating what is happening in your life, Tyson. You was on the show about a year ago, and wow, your journey's been amazing since then. And I want to give you time to, you know, share with the listeners what's been going on, you know, in your musical journey. Or I know you also yourself promote a lot of people, and you're there, and then we're also going to share some of your music tonight, but you have a very big event that's coming up this weekend, and I really wanted you to take this moment and share with the listeners what we're celebrating tonight, what's going to be happening this coming up weekend.
Wow, I need a drum roll, you know, just that's it. Get going. No, I'm kidding. This weekend, Martin Luther King holiday, actually. On Sunday, I'm actually doing a video release party of my first ever music video that was shot by a good friend of mine named Vanessa Chan. So, yeah, I'm releasing
awesome.
It to the public. So, yeah, that's it.
So your first ever video, and that's a really huge accomplishment, and I don't know if a lot of people really understand all the time and the expense, and there's a lot that goes into completing a video. That's one of my next dreams and visions that I'm working towards, and see, you're an inspiration to me, so see, you're encouraging me. I'm dreaming bigger. So,
yeah,
and I'm if there's a way that we can get down there to be a part of this, I'm really hoping to, depending on weather and different things, but I would really love to be there to be a part of it. And I just, but no, I'm proud of you because you've stayed in touch with me. We became friends, you know, through your last interview, but I'm proud of you. You're in the newsfeed a lot on Facebook, and I see you be a part of a lot of other venues. You're always reaching out to others. You're trying to acknowledge them and their talents. You're a laid-back, easygoing type of guy, and that's one of the things I really like about you. You're not full of self, and you're very talented. I love the way you play the saxophone, and it's not just because it's one of my very favorite instruments, but, you know, you play a mean saxophone, and when some people say, what's that girl talking about? I'm talking about this boy can play a saxophone. That's what I'm talking about.
That's funny.
The song that you're going to be having debuted this weekend, I wanted you to, you know, to share a little bit about that, and I'm going to get ready here in a minute to pull that up, and we're going to listen to that song, but I wanted you to share that with our listeners. And also, is there a link you'd want to share, possibly, if you have that song for sale, that they could go and purchase that song to support you, and possibly, I know that you have, like, a preview to your debut video on YouTube. That's on our page on Facebook on the event tonight, Time with Tyson C. But I want to give you the liberty, you know, to share your music, to talk about the song that's going to be in the, you know, debuted in the video, and just let go and be yourself. Just let it be kind of like you're at home on the recliner with your feet kicked up, and you're shining your saxophone, you're getting ready to play some tunes. And you just let it flow, just like you're playing your saxophone. Just let kind of take your mind there. So just share with us tonight.
She said recliner, laid back, just get nice and relaxed. I got you. So So let's see. Sax the Core is the name of the song. It was actually recorded here in Greensboro. Awesome guy by the name of Josh. He has Sky Mount Studios. The beat itself was made by Tone Jones and BDM Music out of Atlanta, Georgia. So it's that's pretty much it. And like I said, when I first heard it, I was like, okay. I mean, the very first time I heard it, I kept listening. I said, okay, let me see what I can do with it. So when I finally got in the studio and, you know, just have some people say let the magic flow, I was like, wow. Because now every time I listen to it, I'm like, where did that come from? Because it's just certain things I was doing in the track. On the track, I was like, you know, must have had a good day or something. I don't know. But, yeah, so it's called Saxicore. You can actually find it on YouTube. I think if you put in Saxicore on YouTube, it should pop up. I also have it on the Bandcamp website. So, but the easiest way if you want to hear it is on YouTube. So.
Well, that's a pretty good introduction right there. You might just take my job here on Reaching Out Radio, Mr. Tyson.
Well, I get a promotion.
I want to share that song right now with our listening audience and with those that will be listening on demand. And like I said, Tyson, just be like you're sitting back kicked in your recliner and just letting it flow, no stress. You're doing a great job.
All right.
And I want to share your music because I need this relaxation myself. And right now I'm going to be sharing the sweet sound of Tyson C. and Saxicore. I'm so proud of you. And congratulations on your success and your new video that's coming out this weekend. So let's all just kick back together and enjoy the sweet sounds of Tyson C. and his song Saxicore. sounds of Tyson Searle, and that was Sax Decor, his song that's going to be being debuted this weekend in his first video release. I'm so excited for you, Tyson. That's an amazing sound. I could see myself right there sitting on the beach letting the waves splash over me, just relaxing and kicking my cares away. You got a smooth sound. And this inquiring mind would like to know, how long ago you started, well, how old was you when you started playing the saxophone and writing music and you knew that's what, you know, your talent was?
Wow. Man, I feel so old now. Geez, I was trying to keep the age out of this, but you know, it's just, I'm just kidding. but it had been just playing, you know, instrument, you know, playing the sax and stuff way back in elementary.
Awesome.
I'm trying to think. Can't remember if I told you. But, yeah, just really it picked me. People like, how is that possible? So, you know, they was having a meeting, you know, a lot of kids that might want to play an instrument in elementary, and they were giving out slips with instruments on it. And they was like, so what do you want to play? Well, actually, I came home, you know, talked to my parents, and they were like, so what do you want to play? I was like, I don't know, just pick something. As I was, I didn't say, ooh, saxophone. I was like, okay, any saxophone, I guess, and rest is history and before I'm at now. So.
Awesome. Well, you picked the right instrument because you do an amazing job. It seems like it comes so naturally to you, like it just flows, and you can tell that you feel your music. And that's the amazing thing about artists, whether it be an author, you know, a songwriter, a musician, or someone that sings. You really do. I think you think on a deeper level and you feel your emotions. I know, like, when I play my keyboard or I sing, a lot of times that's my release. You know, that's my time to let go. And, you know, you can just bring your feelings, your expressions out through, you know, through maybe what you're writing or what you're playing. And I just, that's one thing I love about music. Or, like when I was listening to your song just now, a lot of times, especially instrumentals, I like to just close my eyes and just kind of let the song take me somewhere. And that's what I was feeling a while ago. Like I was just on the beach, maybe down to Florida, especially when it's like 13 degrees here right now. And I was letting the waves splash over me and enjoying some time in the sand. And just that's what I love about music. It can just take you to places. It can let the cares of the day just melt away. And I know that you sent me several different songs tonight, and next one I'm going to pick is because Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you know what song I'm going to be playing next, so I wanted you to share a little bit about that song, and then I'm going to get ready to pull that one up, and I'm going to share that. So that's kind of how I'm doing it, just introducing your song, you know, letting you say a little bit about them, then we'll play them, and we'll kind of interact in between. Just like I said, we're celebrating in the house tonight with Tyson.
No, man, we celebrating. Balloons everywhere, confetti. Oh, man. No, let me stop. So,
No, I love your personality. Fun.
You said kick back, so. But,
yeah.
What's the song? Oh, that song. I was like, well, I should know. But, yes, Valentine's, usually most people think. Love Valentine's. So that's actually the name of the song, just L-O-V-E. So
love. Yeah. Put some feel in there, Tyson. We're gonna play some Love right now by Tyson C.
Not really knowing how to get out of it. And even if the shoes don't fit, they try to make it.
Yeah.
When all they had to do was stop, why they ahead? But they chose to gamble with emotion instead. And people getting hurt, cause hurt people hurt people. And it's a constant cycle like the season. While people don't fall in love,
yep,
yeah,
that's
the reason. Because of what they see. But tonight, you inspire me, that's why I wrote the song. And hopefully people can see what I see. Because this gives hope in a terrible world. Well, it's all about selfishness and lust and no coming together and yeah, just fussing. And that's my vent, and here's my chip. I said L-O-V-E is definitely up in here. L-O-V-E is definitely up in here. L-O-V-E is definitely up in here. Yeah.
L-O-V-E love. This is what I see. It's beautiful from where I stand.
You liked it. I'm gonna mix it up a little bit. I'm gonna switch it up. So there's two ways to spell love, right? There's L-O-V-E and there's L-U-V. So I'm gonna mix a little sum up and I hope you like it. And like I said, you can rock with it if you want to. Here we go. I said L-O-V-E is definitely up in here. L-U-V is definitely up in here. L-O-V-E is definitely up in here. L-U-V is definitely up in here.
L-O-V-E
is definitely up in here.
L-U-V
is definitely up in here.
L-O-V-E
is definitely up in here.
L-U-V,
yep, it's definitely up in here. So now I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. It's from a little, it's from my ballroom dancers, right? Listen.
I said L-O-V-E love, this is what I see, it's beautiful from where I stand, yeah. L-O-V-E love, this is what I see, glad I could, because it's rare nowadays.
So like I said, this part right here, ballroom dancers, y'all can get with it. Everyone that wanna rock with us, we're gonna show you how to get down. So these are moves right here. Yeah, I said up right, up left, back right. I said cha cha cha, up left. We go cha cha cha, back right. Yup, yeah. You can move with that a little bit. And just remember that in this world, you gotta have love to make it. I'm out.
L-O-V-E love, this is what I see. It's beautiful from where I stand. L-O-V-E love, this is what I see. Glad I could, because it's rare
about your music, and I don't mean it in a salty way, but it seems like some artists just don't, like, push themselves to grow and to season themselves, what I'm trying to say. and they kind of just stay in that safe zone. You know where I'm coming from. But you, you know, you take leaps and bounds and you put in the work and, you know, you come up with some different mixes, you know. You have different styles and, you know, I really feel like you could reach an avenue of a lot of different type of people. And like I said, I'm not trying to be insulting to other artists or anything, but I'm just trying to encourage them. You know, follow your dreams, you know, put some work into it and know, you know, that you're able to do it. And Tyson's, you know, a prime example of that, my cool, stylish brother. You got to check out his photos on Facebook. I got to give people pictures, man. He's styling. Woo, man, he's styling. You got to check out. I got to give the people props that did Tyson. I was going to let you get some shots too, Tyson, but you got some awesome pictures. I shared those on our Facebook page tonight too, and I was going to let you acknowledge people, you know, throughout the show, but I got to give some props to those pictures. I'm pretty impressed by those. Your photographer does an amazing job.
Oh, yeah, thank you, thank you. I actually had two down-to-earth people. I think the one you posted with me, it's probably the album photo shoot with me in the car. It was actually Josh Milner, Skymount Studios. He not only helped me record the album or recorded the whole, you know, Riding Down John Wayne album with Seth the Corner, but he, the photo shoot, he's like a package deal. You talking about me, you know, reaching limits. This dude does everything, and I'm like, bro, how can I be like you? You know, the other pictures that's on there, good friend of mine, Vanessa Chan, who's actually on the West Coast right now. Yeah, she stopped by sometime last year and like we set it up where we could do a photo shoot, and she just did a magic. She's truly an awesome, awesome photographer. Just that's all I can
say. Then you have some really, really nice work, and you know, you're very professional, and I love your work. I love your style. You've got really great taste, and it's just, but I just really do love your down-to-earth personality. That's, you know, that stands out, and I think people appeal to that, you know, and I encourage you to keep up what you're doing, and I could see you being a mentor or someone that could teach, like, our younger musicians and writers and people coming up. I could see you really being someone good that would inspire the youth today. They need people like you, and you know, what great thing would that be for our young people nowadays to get involved in something like that instead of a lot of this other stuff that's going on in the world. And, wow, look where it's taken you, and you stuck to it. And it definitely, definitely, like I said earlier, was your instrument. And if some of you are just tuning in here on Reaching Out Radio tonight, I'm your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, and I got Tyson C. in the house, and we're celebrating.
Celebrate.
And he tells me that people that say Christians can't have fun, let me tell you, you be wrong. You better. This girl right here loves life. I take and live life every day to the fullest. God is my joy, and that's what gets me by in life. He is definitely my strength, and I encourage you in life. When things come at you, you have a choice to let the enemy squash you down like a bug, or you can get up and be a big fly swatter, and you could swat him down. And I choose to be that big fly swatter because life is short, and I want to enjoy it to the fullest, and I am happy for you, Tyson. You, like I said, you're an amazing, amazing, amazing man, very talented, and, you know, I just admire you, too, because I see you work with other artists and comedians. I know there is one flyer on the slideshow. You're going to be part of a venue that's coming up, helping in that. I know you share with several different comedians as well, and it's like clean comedy. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's clean comedy. One of my favorite group of people. Because it takes talent to be able to do clean, you know. Not knocking the other one, but people, and anybody can tell you, just when it comes to stuff like that, it's real easy to find yourself, you know, doing that. But like I said, it's a talent, you know. But, so I'm actually part of that. The love and laughter. Did you want me to talk a little bit about it too? Or
I didn't share about that for a minute because I think some people would find interest in that too. And I'm wanting to help promote you and your friends. They're always welcome on here too. Anytime anyone wants to come on and share, the door's always open. Just knock and I'll open the door. And I am. And as I said, there's a flyer on a lot of you, if you're listening live tonight on the player, there is a flyer on there. But I would like Tyson to share about it too. And I want to encourage you in all you're doing and all your friends. And what you said is so true, Tyson, because nowadays, what do most people think about when they think of comedy? It's usually not clean. And that's, you know, to be able to stand up and do that and, you know, to do clean comedy, that right there in itself, especially in the age nowadays, that's a talent. I hope my husband and I could come check out one of those shows because I think that would be great. I would like something like that.
Oh, yeah. It'd be nice because, like I said, I've talked to a couple of people. I had a good friend. Matter of fact, Big Los, I give a shout out to him, and CRB. Those are the ones that really kind of branched out when I first started seeing clean comedy. But they tell me all the time, they said they run into people who do comedy all the time. And at first they're a little, you know, iffy about doing clean comedy, but then because they're like, anybody can do it. But once they go on stage, they go back and tell them, you know, the people they invite, they go back and tell Big Los and CRB, like, man, I can do nothing but give you respect, man, because it is harder than I thought. So that's why they say it's a talent, you know, do something like that. So, yeah.
Well, I give a shout out to them for doing that because I really know that would take some work within itself. So I'll be encouraging them, and they're welcome on any time, too, to share. Like I said, the door's always open. And I wanted to continue on sharing some more of your music. I know you sent me you sent me several different songs. We've heard Sax Decor by Tyson C, and we heard I Like That L-O-V-E Love.
Oh,
see
what, yeah.
See how you
say, look, I'm trying not to promote so much. I'll wait till after the song to promote the Valentine's thing. But I'm sorry.
Okay, right. And you sent me Revin' Up, and you also sent me Unity. And, this kind of stands out right now, but you've got, what is it, Outstanding and Cruising. What one would you like me to, you know, what one would you like to talk about and have me play next?
Let's see. I could do, we can do Revving Up, yeah.
Okay.
Very interesting name, but, yeah, we can do that one first, yeah.
So we're going to Rev It Up with Tyson C. All right.
I'm
Definitely be revving it up on that one.
Take it to the island, man. Take it to the island. Take it to the island. Yes.
Man, I'll tell you what, you got some talent and you got some lungs too, because I know that has to take some air to be able to play for that long.
Mm-hmm. Especially the long, really long notes that I do with the show sometimes. I was asking for the Lord, how do I manage to do without passing out? So apparently I'm doing something right. So.
Well, the saxophone is actually a really hard instrument to play. It takes, you know, a lot of seasoning, and it just amazes me. And I love the saxophone. I know there's like, what is it? There's an alto saxophone, a tenor saxophone. I know there's different, you know, different types of saxophones too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got the In order, baritone, kind of like the choir, you know, you got the baritone, you got baritone sax, tenor sax, alto, soprano, you even got the big giant contrabass, which that's rare you see. I actually saw one this, so, yeah.
So it goes way down low, the bass.
Mm-hmm. I actually played the baritone sax back when I was in jazz, and it's pretty heavy. So.
A man of many, many talents. Again, we got Tyson C in the house with us tonight, and we're celebrating. I'm excited. And we're celebrating. We're excited about his video release. If you're out in the area this weekend where Tyson's going to be out, I want him to share where that venue is going to be again. Go out and show some love and support and have a good time. And they can get a bite to eat while they're there too, can't they, Tyson?
I believe so. I think Lay, she's still trying to polish up, make sure it's good to go on Sunday. If not, they got other restaurants in the area. So yeah, you can grab something to eat around there, definitely. So yeah.
Well, you want to tell them where your venue is going to be again, in case there's some new listeners.
Oh yeah, of course. Sorry. So yeah, it's going to be a place called Mikasa. That's the name right now. Like she's working on getting the venue together for Sunday, but it's actually going to be in Greensboro. Anyone who's in Greensboro is actually at 3706 Ansley Court. And like, so all you got to do is GPS. It's really easy to find around a bunch of other restaurants. So hopefully you can be there. So
go out and celebrate with Tyson, the release of his new video, and just have a good time and celebrate. Woohoo! Celebrate.
Oh,
and get you the
Hello,
you love that song. You know, you have those songs that people write, and you'll just be in the middle of nowhere, and then just pop in your head. Well, that song of yours does that to me. I'll just be like, even at work today, that song just pops in my mind, and I'll just be just kind of wandering along, and then that just kind of comes along. And so, see, it's catchy, and that's a good thing. You know, those kind of things hook people, so. I really like that song.
I'm glad you're doing it.
And another song that you sent me to share with our listeners is one of your songs. It's called Unity, and I was going to have you, you know, share a little bit with us about that, and then I'll pull that one up, and we'll give that one a listen.
Yeah, self-explanatory. Well, we all need unity. I actually wrote it at the time. I mean, you know, it's still kind of crazy now. You know, everybody's talking about, yeah, cops, ooh, they're bad, and citizens, everybody kind of, you know, going at each other. But now it's a little bit deeper than that. As you can tell, you know, all the stuff we're seeing, for example, you know, last year, I know I do some name dropping, like, you know, last year in Paris, you know, across seas and stuff here, you just, stuff on the news is absolutely crazy. So you get to the point where, like, you know what, why can't we just, you know, come together for one cause, you know? And
I agree with you. I agree with you, Tyson. Wouldn't it be good to turn on the news one day and just, you know, see something good on the news? It seems like every time you turn on the news, it's someone that's killed somebody. It might be a family member or, you know, like you said, you hear people, you know, killing people and hating them for how they believe. And, you know, it would be great in life if people could get to a place other than love them or who they are, not, you know, what they want them to be in life. Because we're all different. We're all unique. We all have different ways about us. And just because someone doesn't believe the same way as we do, that's no reason to hate them or take their life, you know? It's called free will. It's called choice. And really think about it. If everybody was exactly the same, how boring would this world be? You know, that's the spice of life. We need individuality, you know? And what you're talking about, unity, coming together, you know, that's a beautiful thing. In the ministry work that I do, you know, I'm connected and I share in churches in Pakistan and in India and Africa. Mm-hmm. I have a spiritual son in China. I led him to the Lord. Now he's over there preaching and bringing people to the Lord in China. He's actually over there on a scholarship. It's amazing, you know, when you reach out to some people, how much you can impact their life. And Simon was lost when I met him online. And he's actually from India, and he got a scholarship to go study in China to be a doctor. So can you imagine what changes he went through? I mean, it's been a huge thing for him. But praise God, God put him in my life, and he's done it. But I just encourage people to be open-minded, you know, and I love the title here. I even have a group on Facebook that's called Uniting for Christ, and that's what it's about, coming together, loving one another. Even in the Word, God tells us, you know, that we're to search the heart, not to look on the outward appearance, and that's the problem in this world nowadays. People want to hate people for where they're from, for their skin color, what they're, you know, if they're wealthy or if they're not, you know, that's not what it's about, and, you know, and I love where you're going with that. That's a powerful message, and I totally 100% agree, you know. And why can't we get to that place? And I want to share that song. I really want people to think about, you know, what Tyson's sharing in that. You know, we need some love in this world. We need some unity. You know, if we want change to start in this world, how about we all get together and be a part of that change? Each of us together, you know, as I say, great minds think alike. Well, we can all be a part of helping to change, you know, come to be. So I encourage you in that, and let's just kick back, Tyson, and get comfortable, and let's listen to your song right now, Unity.
U-N-I-T-Y, we need that unity. U-N-I-T-Y, we need that unity. You gotta have it, unity. We really need it, unity. Where's it at, unity? Let's go get it, unity. U-N-I-T-Y, unity. I wake up every morning praying to God seriously for all the crazy things I see on TV, from the shootings and killings and all kind of distractions. My meter's on zero for that kind of madness, because it drains you, bringing all kind of negativity that bring you down or teach you off. Do me a favor, cut the TV off, and let's come together for that unity, y'all. What's up?
U-N-I-T-Y, we need that unity. U-N-I-T-Y, we need that unity. You gotta have it, unity. We really need it, unity. Where's it at, unity? Let's go get it, unity. U-N-I-T-Y.
So talented.
So short. I forgot there was a snippet. I was like, why is it? Oh, yeah, the snippet version.
Well, you know what? It was pretty amazing, and it has a powerful message, and there's a lot to that word when we talk about unity. So I think that's great that, you know, that you wrote a song like that, and that's what the world needs. It needs love, and it needs unity. L-O-V-E, love.
Like, I love that song.
I do too. Can you tell?
We don't need some, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we still have two more songs. And again, if a lot of you are just, you know, listening out there live, and maybe you're just tuning in, or maybe you might listen down the road on demand, and maybe you want to hook up with Tyson and, you know, talk to him and say, hey, I like your music. You know, how can I follow you? Why don't you give them some of your links, Tyson, where, you know, they can communicate with you and, you know, maybe get to know you or buy some of your music. Or, you know, there might be a lot of people do listen on demand, and we get a lot of numbers on demand. And I thank you for all my listeners that listen faithfully on demand. And, you know, how could they connect with Tyson, see what some of the links you're on? And I want to give people an opportunity to be able to connect with you if they couldn't be on tonight.
Yeah. You can go on Facebook. Mostly, Tyson C. Both of them pop up. It's more, you know, personal page and the fan page. Also, because of a good friend, Vanessa Chan, who she's on top of when it comes to promos. I just released the website, so you can find it on Bandzoogle, and I can spell it out really quick. Flow, I guess. So you can put in Tyson C. dot Bandzoogle, which is BANDZOOGLE.com. So again, Bandzoogle is BANDZOOGLE.com. And she did a really good job with the website. And it also has all the information about the event going on Sunday. So, but yeah, those are the two right now you can reach me out to. And also, if you want to email me, it's the, I believe it's TysonMusic16@gmail.com. So, look at me.
And also,
for myself.
And also, for all the Facebook users, too, a lot of you are familiar with what the events are. We have an event page tonight, and we've had the event go on a few days. If you look up Time with Tyson on Facebook, our event page is on there. You can share comments there, maybe connect with Tyson there. There's some links to his video that's coming out this weekend. It's got a preview, and I like it. That's pretty sweet from what I've seen, and got some cool pictures of Tyson on there. And I also want to give you an opportunity to, Tyson, to, you know, anybody you want to give a shout out in regards to your upcoming video. And, you know, I know you, there was different ones in the beats and the producer of your video. So I would like to really to give you an opportunity, because it is a group effort. It takes a lot of work. And I always like to acknowledge, you know, others as well. So if you want to give a shout out before we play your other songs, you know, you can have a moment to, you know, give a shout out and thank the people that were involved in it.
Yeah. Of course, Guy, you know, he definitely opened another door for me, you know. Again, Vanessa Tan, I feel like she's like winning a bunch of Grammys. I've said her name like two or three times. So, but I gotta give a shout out to her. She had some of the ideas in the video, definitely editing and finalizing it. Also to a guy, Dr. Feelgood. He's actually an awesome musician in the area. Natasha, she was one of the dancers in the video. I'm going to leave it out. I don't want to give out too many surprises because it's, you know, a pretty good video. Also to my homeboy, good friend of mine named Will Taylor. He just started a new business, TaylorMade Aerial Photography. So if you listen to it real close, you're probably like, okay, he's probably did something in terms of aerial, you know, in the air and stuff. But yeah, I keep that a secret. You actually got to come see it, or whenever I release it, you'll see what he did, because some of his things are actually really awesome. He took that video to the top, and I was looking back, and I'm like, wow, Nisa did her thing. Will did his thing in terms of video. So also, I want to give a shout out to the Sweet Shop, Ms. Margie Lane. Thank you for letting me come in here and shoot some stuff. And Mikasa, where I'm going to actually have the show at. And last but not least, a good friend of mine, Tamika Allen. I hope she's listening. This I Inspire Productions. I could go on. So, you know, all the good stuff she do. She's an awesome playwriter. She's a poet. She sings. She does all kind of stuff. And I also want to give a shout out. Thank you for letting me be a part of your play last year, February once again. So that was a good experience. So thank you. I think I'm done.
That would happen to be a lot of shout outs, huh? And I, you know, that I just seen like that little smidge, but I'm excited to see the video myself. I really think it's going to be good, and I'm just, as we said, we're celebrating with Tyson in the house tonight. You can tell he's excited, and I'm proud of you, Tyson. You've came a long way, and keep up the great work that you're doing. And I have two songs of yours left that we'll share, and probably maybe around 7 o'clock, we'll go off. If you can hear, I have a frog in my throat. I've been battling 3 strong lip noise. I had to go to the hospital the other night. Mm. And mm-hmm. like, I can't lose my voice, not the week of Tyson's interview. So I feel I'm starting to swell a little bit, but I mm-hmm. want to, you know, continue to go on. But I want to get your other songs in. And you have Sunday Cruising on here, and you also have Outstanding. Which one of those would you like me to pull up and to share with our listeners?
Since we just did Unity, we could do Sunday Cruising. So, yeah, that's another one we'll be working on real soon. But, yeah, Sunday Cruising, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to kick back with Tyson C, and we're going to go for a little Sunday Cruising. Tyson C, and we've been feeling some L-O-V-E love. I just got to keep promoting that song because I really like that song, Tyson.
Hey.
I'm supposed to be singing that in my sleep.
Hey, that's cool. Hey, everybody, I'm like, wow. I always wonder sometimes, I mean, it ain't all about me, but I always wonder how it goes when I do stuff, you know, write songs and stuff. It never fails. People come back, yeah, I got this song stuck in my head. I'm like, oh, geez, I'm glad the word, you know, encouraged me.
Yeah, I like it. As you can tell, I sing it a lot. So, and
yeah.
We also have one of your songs left, and I do believe these are off the same album too. Am I correct? Because they both have Sunday on them, Outstanding, and the one we just listened to, Sunday Cruising. Are they off the same album?
Sunday Cruising, Revving Up is off the same album as Slash the Core. Outstanding, no, it's to itself. It's independent. So, yeah.
All right, well, that's the last song I have of yours tonight. And, you know, before we play it, I really just want to give you an opportunity. And also the listeners, I know there's a lot of people that's going to be listening on the live link. And if there's any of you that are listening on the live link that would like to call in and give a shout-out to Tyson and, you know, encourage him or, you know, maybe have a question for him, I'm going to open up the phone lines for people to be able to do that here in just a minute. And the number for you to call is 347-308-8837 and press the lovely digit number 1, and that will put you in the QA to talk to both your hosts with the mostest, me and Mr. Tyson here.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, Tyson, that you would like to share with the listeners before we get ready to pull up your last song here? And I just want to share, I want to tell you truly from my heart, you're one of those type of people that keep it real. Because sometimes, you know, you might have people that's on a show or something and they never talk to you again, but we actually, even though we haven't met face to face, we've stayed in touch. And you know, you've always encouraged me, invited me to stuff, and we became friends. And I have faith that I am going to make it to one of your shows or one of your venues. I'm working towards that. And if I can't be there, know that you're in my prayers. That are with you in spirit. And you got a big fan here in Illinois that L-O-V-E, love you.
See, when I do the remix, I want to make sure that I'm going to have to get you on a few other people. Just that song.
I love that song. And I'm really, really, truly proud of you. I know you've endured some things yourself, and you know each and every one of us in life are going to go through adversity. My precious mom has, you know, been battling cancer, and she's been a warrior. And we got a good report yesterday. Her cancer has not grown; it's stopped. It hasn't spread anywhere, and that's all through the power of prayer. And I thank God for that. And you know, I encourage people in that because you know our show, we are a ministry. So we're also about love and, you know, encouraging people like Tyson, because Tyson has faith too, and he is a believer, but he's an artist and he has different type of genres. You got to have an open mind to that kind of stuff. You can't be close to that because, honestly, I feel like those talents that God puts into people, we're all going to use them in different ways. And, you know, we all have different avenues that we go down. So, you know, I like your style of music and I want to keep encouraging you because you have grown, you know, even from over the past year. And I know you've been busy. You've been a part of a lot of venues, and you've been there to support a lot of your friends, and you have a lot of upcoming venues. So, you know, just keep on doing what you're doing. And I always tell people, don't back down when God's backing you up, because in each and every one of us, there is a warrior that lives. You just got to learn to tap into the power and know that we can tell the enemy no. You know, K-N-O-W, know that we can tell him N-O-No, that he has to be O-Go. Hey, I might start busting a rhyme here. But I just really want to encourage people in that, you know, and maybe you're someone out there, you know, there's even younger people that listen to Blog Talk. Maybe you're in, you know, high school or, you know, junior high, whatever it may be, and, you know, maybe you're thinking about playing an instrument and you're kind of leaning, maybe you're leaning towards the saxophone or maybe it might be the trumpet. It's, you know, each and every one of us are equipped with different gifts, but You know, Tyson, what would be something that you would, you know, that you would say to someone that's thinking about being a musician, just, you know, just from the heart, because you're, you know, you're that type of guy. You're just down to earth. Or, you know, maybe if it's even, you know, someone that's further on in life, maybe they've decided, hey, you know, I got this free time. You know, I want to pick up, I want to learn maybe to play the guitar, or, you know, maybe to learn to play the sax. What would be some advice, you know, that you would give to them, you know, as we get ready to, you're ready to pull up your last song here in a minute. And, but I just would like to just give you what I like to call my heartfelt moments, and, you know, just share what you would encourage people in, and, you know, some direction maybe for them.
Yeah. Wow. That's a deep question to me. So yeah, in terms of, you know, just trying to reach out and do stuff like that, I say just, you know, go for it, you know, just try it, you know, broaden your horizon, because you never know where it might take you. Because I promise you, years ago, the whole, you know, rapping and poetry and dance, whatever else I do, you know, God gave it to me. I didn't know I was going to be doing it. Because if I was to go back to me like 10 years ago, the 10 years ago me probably would look at me crazy. So I guess, you know, what I'm trying to say is just, you know, just broaden your horizon, try it out. You know, if it's not what, you know, what you think, what you, let me get together. Ooh. If it's not, you know, fitting for you and you're like, okay, I can't do this, you know, try something else. Or if you really, really want to, just keep, you know, keep going at it. Because like I said, you never know, you working it out, you know, trying different stuff, it could open up doors you didn't think was possible, you know. So, yeah.
That right there is really good advice. Yep. That's really good advice right there. And one thing I want to encourage people in, if there's something that you're really wanting to do, a little piece of advice, and I say it in love, is put down the remote, open the door, and go. Because life is out there, and it's not going to come to you. Sometimes we got to get up, and get moving, and find some L-O-V-E love. Anyhow, we're here with Tyson C tonight. He's an amazing down-to-earth guy, an amazing songwriter, artist, and as I said, he plays a mean saxophone. I love the lyrics, too, to your music. It's heartfelt. It's passionate. But you're also fun and upbeat. And I just, like I said, I just wanted to show you some love tonight and encourage you and just really tell you that I am proud of you. Keep up the great work. And please come back, too, you know, as new things come out, or, you know, maybe you have a new big venue. Or if you have friends, any of Tyson's friends out there listening tonight, if you'd like to hook up with me, Evangelist Montel Fields, and be on Reaching Out Radio, I would love to have you on. I have 2-hour platforms. The time is yours to use as you want. There's no cost. I just like to encourage people. I like to share, and I like to have fun. And I like to share some L-O-V-E love.
Hey,
hey, that worked
L-O-V-E.
Out.
Yeah, it worked out. Oh.
It worked out. I really, truly am proud of you. And I think the last song title is a good way to go out. And that's, we're going to be sharing outstanding, because that's what you're doing, an outstanding job in all that you do. And again, if you're in the area this weekend and that, this Sunday night, and what was the time again on that, Tyson, your time?
The time was from 7 p.m. to 10. The doors are open at 6:30, so you can get there around that time. Yeah. So.
And they can
have
get tickets
time.
Ahead of time on. And they can get tickets ahead of time online, too, correct, for your venue, for the debut of your video this weekend, correct?
Yeah, yeah, you can. You can go on Eventbrite. I went on there, and I noticed, you know, people have actually purchased some tickets from there. You can do it there, or you can actually do it at the door. Either way is fine. So we can work it out. And hopefully,
I am praying
y'all can come
you.
Out.
All right, and I encourage you, if you're out that way, go out and celebrate with Tyson, have some fun, show him some love and support and encourage him, and, you know, hook up with him on his social media, too. You know, like I said, you can even find me and him both tonight on our event page on Facebook on Time with Tyson, and I thank you so much, Tyson. It's been a great interview. I've had a great time with you tonight, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be here on Reaching Out Radio, and I truly do thank you. I always enjoy having you and talking to you as a, you know, on the show as a guest, and please continue to come back and keep us updated on what's going on and what some of your new avenues are going to be.
Thank you. And I want to, I appreciate you, bringing me on. Do I got a couple minutes for a couple of shout outs?
Well, it's always an honor and a pleasure. And I hope your evening ahead will be blessed. And we're going to close out again. This is your host, Evangelist Montelfield, and my cool and stylish and talented in the house tonight, Tyson C, that has been my co-host. He's done an amazing job because he wasn't just, being on here interviewed. He's being a co-host with me. And, that can be overwhelming at times, but you did a great job, Tyson. I'm proud of you. Just keep up the great work and stay in touch. And as I tell everybody else, Tyson, don't back down when God's backing you up. And keep sharing that L-O-V-E love.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Like I said, hopefully everybody come out Sunday. And definitely then I'll also post about February, too. I almost forgot about talking about that. But I'll make sure I put the flyer up there, too, because that's going to be a great event as well. So.
Oh, you said in February?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I almost forgot. So, also shout out to Pounds Closing in the music video. But yeah, Love and Laughter. The one I was saying about earlier about you kept saying L O V E love, I was like, you kept saying it for a reason. So yeah, February 12th. Like I said, I'll make sure I put all this up. But, February 12th at 7, I'm actually going to be in High Point, the Love and Laughter show. It's going to have Queen Comedy Live Show. CRB's behind it. James Lyon, the guy, he's going to do some comedy hosted by Jonathan Already Walker. We're going to have Trey J and the Trey King Band, who's going to actually do a lot of music. We'll have, of course, me do some stuff, the awesome Niecy Lee, and my good friend LaShawn Hill. So I'll make sure I have all that online.
Awesome. I'd like to be able to come see that. That sounds amazing.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I want to give a shout out to all of our listeners and supporters of Reaching Out Radio. You're continuously listening and liking the shows and sharing them in media and playing them. You're a big part of us growing, so I thank you for that. And from all my new followers this week, and some people may say, well, how do I follow Reaching Out Radio so I know the shows that are coming up? On the homepage of Reaching Out Radio, there's a button you can click that says like or follow. And if you click that, it has been our show reminders to your email, and it also helps promote us as a radio station. So your love and support would be appreciated here on Reaching Out Radio, because we're really starting to grow and to branch out. It takes work, and I'm just trusting God and the places he's going to take Reaching Out Radio and the new people that he's going to bring on. So thanks again, Tyson, for being on. We're going to close out the show with Tyson C's song, Outstanding. Have a blessed evening, Tyson. Stay in touch. Everyone, you can comment on the show tonight. You can message me or under the link. There will be a comment area. Book, as I said, our event page tonight, Time with Tyson. Show Tyson some love tonight. We appreciate your love, your support, and listening. God bless you all. And y'all keep on keeping. Get up off the couch and shake it, and get moving and go accomplish your dreams, because that's what Tyson did, and now he's got his debut video coming out this weekend. And we've been celebrating tonight with Tyson, and what a great way to end out with his song, Outstanding. Well, I was trying to end out, but my studio decided to be complicated for just a moment. So give me just one moment.
I was getting ready.
I
know. Too.
Yeah, me too. See, that's what happens. But I'm
like, everybody,
but hang on here. Sometimes, right now my laptop is, well, that gives me a minute to be on the air with you, Marty, but right now my laptop is down, and right now I'm having to use my phone to do my studio work. So if you can imagine how tedious that can be, there's a great big difference, and things are real touchy, and that's what it did. It just jumped and went to somewhere it wasn't supposed to be. So now we're going to try to go out with a bang and do it the right way, and we're going to play Outstanding.
Another day.
Open up.
another chapter in your wicked writing. And thanking God for the blessings in your life is done. Matter of fact, you're thanking God for the sun. God for us so we can be free from slavery. And have you loosened in your shackles, so heavy, heavy. If you don't get to be born again, like the movie, you got a good identity. And you outstanding, you out, you outstanding. You amazing and anointed, and you highly favored. Yes, you outstanding, you out, you outstanding. You amazing and anointed, and you highly favored. Listen, despite your situation, don't let it get to you. Because you're bigger than your situation, it's the truth. And all your blessings, you just count them, cause you got it inside of you. No, you know, now let's listen. And this is for my people who straight hold it down. Single parent, homebound, running all around town. Trying to make ends meet, working many jobs. Wearing many hats, laying on the ground like skateboarders. Kicking and moving at the end, trying to hold them down. And of course, they got supporters in their corner, and they watching it, pushing every day. Trying to stop it, cause they know it's only that or what. Straight slowing down.
Have a great night, Tyson.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thanks.